When he refers to radicals in this, he's talking about the Anabaptists. The Swiss Reformation, like the German, was disturbed and checked by the radical excesses. It was placed between the two fires of Romanism and ultra-Protestantism. It was attacked in the front and rear, from without and from within, by the Romanists on the ground of tradition, by the radicals on the ground of the Bible. The reformers aimed to reform the old church by the Bible. The radicals attempted to build a new church from the Bible. The former maintained the historic continuity. The latter went directly to the apostolic age and ignored the intervening centuries and as an apostasy. The reformers founded a popular state church, including all citizens with their families. The Anabaptists organized on the voluntary principle select congregations of baptized believers separated from the world and from the state.
我想很清楚了。
I think it's very clear.
这里根据 Philip Sharp,
according to Philip Sharp,
你知道这个对，就是他特别讲到，特别讲到是，他对付这个罗马教的时候。
When they were dealing with the church in Rome,
看见是 on the ground of tradition.
It was on the ground of tradition.
但是他对付这些崇敬派的时候。
But when they were dealing with the Anabaptists,
是 on the ground of Bible.
It was on the ground of the Bible.
所以从这里我们就知道。
So we know.
当这一班弟兄们被兴起来的时候。
When these group of brothers and sisters were raised.
他们的症结在什么地方？他们的重点在哪里？
What was their emphasis?
不错，主已经做了奇妙的工作。
Yes, the Lord had done a wonderful work.
但是教会应该和世界分开。
But the church should be separate from the world.
你看这些改革家们，他们是做了一番改革的工作。
These reformers did do a work of reformation.
但是到现在，教会跟世界还是分不开的。
But the church and the world were not separate.
所以他们所要求乃是教会的纯洁。
So what they want was the purity of the church.
他们巴不得教会能够没有沾染世界。
They do not want it to be contaminated with the world.
世界的影响不能进到教会里面。
They do not want the influence of the world in the church.
而教会只是包括那些蒙恩得救的人。
And the church only encompasses those believers.
他们没有讲到历史的连续性。
They do not talk about the connectivity through history.
他们只根据圣经。
They only follow the Bible.
他们要回到圣经的起初去。
They wanted to go back to the origin of the Bible.
所以因为这个缘故。
So for this reason.
既然教会是包括那些蒙恩得救的人。
Since the church encompasses all of those who haven't believed.
那么一个人能不能得救是看他能不能相信。
If one is to be saved, it's a matter of belief.
那么根据圣经，就相信才可以受浸。
Only though, according to the Bible, only if you believe can you be baptized.
婴孩他不能受浸。
And therefore, an infant cannot be baptized.
因为他不能相信。
Because it doesn't know how to believe.
所以他们觉得只有信徒才可以相信，才可以受浸。
So they believe that only believers could be baptized.
那因此这个缘故，
For this reason,
结果他们就受逼迫了。
They were persecuted.
然后他们说，你们既然要受浸。
They said, well, if you want to be baptized,
我们就成全你，让你们再进一次。
We will fulfill your will and we'll fulfill your wish and we'll baptize you again.
然后就把他们用麻布袋包好，就把他们丢到河里面去。
And then they put them in bags of sackcloth and threw them into the river.
有很多人在这里是为主殉道。
And many of them were martyred for the Lord.
现在他们不是死在罗马教的手里。
Now they did not die at the hands of the Church of Rome.
现在他们是死在改革的人一般的手里。
Now they were dying at the hands of the reformers.
弟兄姊妹，为什么他们能勇敢站起来？
Why were they courageous?
就是我们教会与世界有什么相干呢？
Because what does the church have to do with this world?
所以弟兄姊妹，这是他们所争执的。
That is what they fought for.
什么时候教会一和世界联合？
Whenever the church joins with the world.
这个就是第三世纪的情形。
That is the condition of the third century.
这就是君士坦丁那时候的情形。
That is the condition of Constantine.
君士坦丁那个时候。
When the time of Constantine.
有一个罗马的帝国。
There was the Roman Empire.
同时有一个全世界性的一个罗马的教会。
And there was also a universal church in Rome.
现在这个世界小了。
Now the world has become small.
现在这个世界是德国的世界。
Now this world is a German world.
那么现在的教会是路德会。
And the church is a Lutheran church.
那么弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看见吗？所有在生在德国的，
All those born in Germany, they are all part of the Lutheran church. Even Martin Luther did not agree. But he has no way to fix it. But these brothers rose up and boldly said that the church and the world cannot marry. The boat can be in the water.
水不能够在船里,
but the water cannot be in the boat.
水在船里, 这个船一定要沉掉。
If the water is in the boat, the boat will sink.
他们后来用他们的血来做见证。
So they use their blood to testify.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗?
Do you see that?
只要是圣灵做的工作。
As long as it's the work of the Holy Spirit,
仇敌一定要摧毁。
The enemy tries to destroy it.
然后有, 有的用十字军。
Some use crusaders.
所以有的人就死在罗马教会的手下。
And many, were, many people died at the hands of the church of Rome.
是因为
教会的缘故。They did it for the word,
为了真理的缘故,
for the truth.
他们不肯妥协,
they did not want to compromise.
其实他们已经受, 其实在他们以前,
but even before them,
在他们所在的地方,
where they were,
已经受了古中弟兄们的影响,
they were already influenced by the Valdenses.
已经受了这个合一弟兄们的影响,
they were influenced by the unity of brethren.
但是不管怎么样,
but no matter what,
你看见吗?结果主祝福他们，虽然他们受逼迫。
But even though they were persecuted, the Lord blessed them.
他们发展的速度，他们发展的速度快得不得了。
They really increased the numbers very quickly.
那么后来逼迫到了瑞士。
And they were persecuted all the way to Switzerland.
到了德国。
To Germany.
到了这个奥地利。
To Austria.
甚至到荷兰这些地方。
Even to Holland.
那么不止这个不止路德会的人弃绝他们。
Not only were they rejected by the Lutherans.
连这个斯威利他们也弃绝他们。
As well as Zwingli.
罗马教当然也弃绝他们。
As well as the Church of Rome.
结果你看见到处就被人追赶。
And they were persecuted and driven away by many.
有一个人叫 Henry Bullinger.
There was one person named Henry Bullinger.
他其实是斯威利的承继继承人。
He was actually the successor to Zwingli.
他讲到这一班的人的时候，
when he spoke of these people,
他说许多人呢都跟着他们，好像他们是好像他们活着的圣徒一样。
He said that the people were running after them as though they were living saints.
所以可见他们的生活非常有见证。
So of course that their life was full of
testimony. 他们反对他们。
They rejected them.
但是他们的他们他觉得这些人跟随他们为什么跟随一定有吸引他们的地方。
But why there were people chasing after them? It was because something they admired.
因为他们是活的圣徒。
Because they were living saints.
他们活出成圣的光景出来。
They lived a saintly life.
那么慈惠里甚至于讲过这样的话。
And even Zwingli said.
因为当他看见很多人跟随他们的时候。
When he saw that many people chased after them.
那么一点没有错，没有很短的期间，很多人就跟随着他们。
And many people started following them.
所以后来慈惠里告诉我们说。
So Zwingli told us.
他是一面对付罗马教，一面对付这些所谓的极端的分子。
On one hand, he had to deal with the church in Rome. On the other hand, he had to deal with these radicals.
哪一个比较难对付呢？
Who was more difficult to deal with?
他说比较起对付，他说对付这个天，对付罗马教。
To have to struggle with the church in Rome.
如果你和对付这个极端分子来相比的话。
Compared to the struggles with the Anabaptists.
他说the conflict, 他说这个对付这个最对付这本极端对付罗马教不过像是玩具一样，只是个玩具一样。
The struggle with them was compared to a tub child's play.
现在我们听听他们的敌人怎么说。
Now we let us hear what their enemies said.
不同情这个 Anabaptist 他们怎么说的。
Those who did not agree with the Anabaptists, what did they say?
他们在1531年的时候。
In 1513.
有一个人叫 Sebastian Frank, 这个人说了这么一句话。
In 1531, Sebastian Frank said,
他说重庆派的人很快的就很多人来跟随他们。
He said the Anabaptists soon gained a large following.
他们所得着的人都是很认真的人。
Drawing many sincere souls,
他们向神大发热心。
Who had a zeal for God,
他教导他们，什么也不教导他们，只教导他们爱，只教他们相信，也只教导他们十字架。
For they taught nothing but love, faith, and the cross.
他们显出谦卑的光景。
They showed themselves humble.
他们受苦的时候那么忍耐。
Patient under much suffering.
他们彼此薄饼。
They broke bread with one another.
当作这个他们合一和相爱的凭据。
As an evidence of unity and love.
他们这个彼此帮助。
They helped each other faithfully.
他们称呼彼此做弟兄。
And called each other brothers.
他们死的时候是殉道者。
They died as martyrs.
他们是那么忍耐。
Patient.
那么谦卑。
And humble.
忍受一切的逼迫。
Enduring all persecution.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？这些人不是跟随崇敬派的人。
These are not those who follow Anabaptists.
但是他们能做见证。
But they were able to testify.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
照着圣经的话说。
According to the scripture,
他们是没有污秽自己的衣服。
They did not soil their garments.
他们不让世界污秽他们。
They do not allow the world to soil them.
所以他们穿白衣与主同行。
So they wore a white garment and walked with the Lord.
这个就是崇敬派的故事。
This is the story of the Anabaptists.
如果你今天到美国的话，
If you go to the United States,
有一帮人叫做 Mennonite 门诺会的人就是他们。
There are those, the Mennonites are their descendants.
那这是他们的后裔。
And they're those descendants.
然后比方说像 Amish, 亚美族的人也是他们的后裔。
And the Amish are also their descendants.
这些人不爱世界。
These people do not love the world.
他们不要世界。
They don't want the world.
像亚美族的人根本走得极端了。
The Amish people even go to the extreme.
他们说跟世界不要有任何的连接。
They don't want to have any connection with the world.
所以没有电话的。
So they don't have telephones.
那没有电话，没有电话的。因为电话是跟世界连在一起。
Because the telephone connects them to the world.
你要打电话到后面外面去打。
If you want to talk outside, you go outside.
不用电。
They don't have any electricity.
跟世界的东西。
Electricity is of the world.
但是他们的马车呢？
And their carriage.
这个背后有电池的。
But behind their carriages, they have batteries.
那么还有他们用的其他的东西。
And they use other things.
他们只要能跟世界不联合就好了。
As long as we're not connected to the world, that's fine.
他们不用车子的。
They don't drive cars.
所以他们年轻人跑不远的。
So their young people don't go far away.
他们爱的世界不会是很不跑到纽约去的。
They don't go to New York.
所以弟兄姊妹，
But then,
虽然他们是极端，
even though they're extreme,
但是你明白吗？
But do you understand?
这些人是不让世界来污染他们的。
They do not allow the world to soil them.
这些人是为有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的。
And they do not allow their garments to be soiled.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
是借助这一般的得胜。
Through these overcomes,
你看见没有？
You see
现在本来不完全的。
Before it was not complete.
现在教会能够得着洁净。
Now they can, the church can be cleansed.
十字架能够除去世界。
The cross can do away with the world.
十字架能把世界远远丢在背后。
The cross can throw the world way, way behind us.
什么是教会呢？
What is the church?
教会与世界是没有相干的。
The church has nothing to do with the world.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这就是 Anabaptist 就是他们的见证。
That is the testimony of the Anabaptist.
但是不止这样。
But not only that.
你看见吗？主对他们说。
The Lord also said.
按照你的名，让你的行，按照你的名是活的，其实是死的。
That your name is alive, but you are dead.
什么是名呢？
What is the name?
你看马丁路德起来讲因信称义。
Martin Luther rose up to say justification by faith.
如果因信称义的话，
If you are justified by faith,
每一个人都应该结出成圣的果子才对。
Everybody has to bear fruit.
这就是我们早晨今天我们弟兄所说。
That is what our brother mentioned this morning.
当你看见那个十二马罗马福音十二罗马书十二章那个身体一个身体的时候，
When you see that one body found in Romans 12,
我们要看见前面有罗马是第五章一直到第五章一直到第八章。
There is Romans 5 through 8.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？因着这个缘故，
For this reason,
你看见说这里有一般的人，
There is this group of people.
他这个不光是按照名来讲是因信称义。
Not only in name do they believe in justification by faith.
但是弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在问题他们有没有结出成圣的果子？
Do they actually bear the fruit?
成圣的果子就是从罗马书第五章一直到第八章。
That fruit comes from Romans 5 through 8.
所以虽然他们有了这个东西，
Even though they have this thing.
感谢主，这是了不起。
This is a tremendous thing.
因信称义是个太大的福音。
Justification by faith is such a great gospel.
但是慢慢的变成教训了。
But slowly it became a teaching.
变成个 doctrine.
It became a doctrine.
所以就是按照名字来讲，它是活的。
By name it's alive.
但是其实是死的。
But it's actually dead.
你看他们有没有活出因信称义的情形？
Did they live through justification by faith?
你如果因信称义的话，
If you are justified by faith, you can stand before the Lord and you can walk with him. But why can't you walk with him? Thank the Lord. We have to thank the Lord for Martin Luther seeing justification by faith. But here's a difficulty. Even Martin Luther confessed. He also spoke of another truth. He said that all believers are priests.
This is universal.
This is universal priesthood. So it's very clear. How many people were bought with the precious blood of the Lord? And the Martin Luther told us they are priests. And they can serve God. But brothers and sisters, where's the reality? If everyone is a priest, and every member is moving, this body should be alive. But if only part of this body is moving, then it is a paralyzed body. After 100 years after the Reformation, yes, every Sunday they spoke on justification. They can say everyone is a priest. But if everyone is a priest, then the Lutheran Church is the body. And the body should move. So every time you go to church on Sunday, only certain members would move. Others would not move.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？按着名是活的，其实是死的。In
name they are alive, but they are actually dead.
不光这样
，Not only that.
按着名来讲，这是基督的教会。As
to the name, it is the Church of Christ.
但是就着实际来说
，But as to reality,
怎么会跑到这？怎么有不信的人在里面呢？How
do you have unbelievers in there?
弟兄姊妹，连马丁路德自己都觉得不好。Even
Martin Luther thought it was not good.
他说：“哦，巴不得有一天。”He
says, "Oh, one day."
在看得见教会里面能有个看不见的教会。I
want to see the invisible church in the visible church.
感谢主，Thankfully。他的梦实现了。His
dream was fulfilled.
为什么？Why? 因为就在路德会里面。In
the Lutheran church.
神兴起了一般的弟兄。
God raised a group of people.
这就是敬虔派的弟兄们。Those
were the pietists.
弟兄姊妹。 当他们被主兴起来的时候,
when the pietists rose up,
他们看见神的话, 不只是要教导他们, 给他们教训,
they saw that the word of God not only taught them,
他们觉得神的话要改变他们,
but they also felt the word was to change them.
主的话不止真理,
the word was not only truth,
主的话也是道路, 也是生命,
but it is also the way and the life.
那不光这样,
not only that.
所以因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
他们一家人,
they opened up their homes.
他们所有的家人和其他人就聚在一起,
and all of them gathered together as a family.
在一起读圣经,
they read the Bible
在一起祷告,
together. They prayed together.
他们也凭信心过生活,
and they lived the life of faith.
他们办孤儿院,
and they had orphanages.
那么他们不向人募捐, 他们就凭信心叫他们能够有这些孤儿院。
And by faith, they didn't ask for money. And by faith, they established these orphanages.
我们的弟兄会中间不是有一个叫George Muller吗?
We know that amongst the brethren, do we not know George Muller?
他为什么会办孤儿院呢?
Why did George Muller have orphanages?
就是他回到德国的时候。
Because it was when he returned to Germany.
就是碰到这一般的弟兄。
He met these brothers.
所以我们要记得。
So let us remember.
就在那个时候,
during that time,
大概是改革以后快100年的情形,
100 years after the Reformation,
神在德国这些地方到处兴起这样的聚会来,
God raised up all these different meetings.
他们在一起祷告,
they prayed together.
而且他们读圣经的时候,
and when they read the Bible,
每个人都可以交通一段,
everybody was able to share.
所以当他们那样聚会的时候,
so when they met that way,
你看见每一个尸体都在那动了,
all the members were moving.
马丁路德不是讲每个人都是祭司吗?
Didn't Martin Luther say everyone's a priest?
那个是理论。
That is a theory.
那个是在大学里面可以讲的。
That is what you can say in university.
但是什么是神的教会呢?
But what is the church of God?
这是要看得见的。
The world needs to see it.
结果他们聚在一起。
So when they gathered together,
有的人根本不是路德会的人。
Some were not Lutherans.
他们说我们彼此是弟兄。
They said we are brothers.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 现在你看见吗?
Now do you see?
马丁路德不是希望在看得见教会里面有个看不见的吗?
Didn't Martin Luther want to see the invisible in the visible?
所以你看这些弟兄姊妹,
so these brothers and
sisters, 又往前退一步了,
they went forward again.
好像改革人改革家只是留在外面,
as if the reformers were left outside.
好像没有那个实际,
as if they did not have the reality.
是这些人叫他们行, 叫他们就,
And it is this group of people that revived the Lutheran Church.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, now do you see?
他们没有让虚假来污秽他们自己的衣服。
They did not allow the falsehood to soil the garment.
什么叫虚假呢?
What is falsehood?
这是外面是一样,
it is outside of something and then inside is different.
上午做礼拜,
in the morning they go to church, and in the afternoon they play poker.
这个叫什么?
What does that mean?
这个就是假冒为善弟兄,
that means a counterfeit.
但是感谢主弟兄姊妹,
but thank the Lord.
他们接受马丁路德所看见的,
what they said, they saw what Martin Luther saw.
但是他们要活出那个光景出来,
but they want to live the reality.
感谢主弟兄姊妹,
thank the Lord.
你看这些人有几个人没有误会他自己衣服,
they did not soil their garments.
他们要穿白衣与主同行,
they are to walk with the Lord in their white garments.
感谢主, 主就是借助这一般人,
and through these brothers,
你觉得稀奇得很,
it was very amazing.
叫整个的教会活过来了,
the entire church revived.
他们读圣经,
they read the Bible.
请心来读圣经,
they read it within their hearts.
不是在头脑读圣经,
not with their minds.
这些大学里面什么都是头脑的,
in the university, everything is with your mind.
在教室里面什么都是头脑的,
everything in the classroom is with your mind.
头脑可以很大,
the mind might be great.
生活没有的,
but no life.
我们知道, 这个我们知道有一个大学的教授,
we know a university professor,
他非常明白新约圣经,
he understood the New Testament.
这个人名叫 John Bengel,
his name was John Bengel.
他很叫, 他的学问叫, 学生非常的佩服,
and his teaching was admired by students.
他的圣经大家没有话说,
and nobody could complain about his understanding of the Bible.
但是大家觉得很稀奇, 为什么他能过很敬虔的生活?
But people were wondering, how can he live such a pious life?
他的生活叫人佩服的,
people admired his life.
所以有一个学生很顽皮, 就偷偷就跑到他的书房里面去,
so a student actually secretly went and climbed into his room,
就藏在一个角落,
and hid in a corner,
就看他怎么读圣经,
and wanted to see how he read the Bible.
你知道一个读圣经如果是学的scholar的话,
so if you're a scholar,
他一定很多 computer, 很多电脑, 这个呢,
of course you must have many concordances and many computers.
原文怎么说, 这个怎么说, 这个怎么说,
compared to the original text, etc.
然后他看见他老师把圣经打开,
and he saw his teacher open up the Bible.
他有一个祷告,
and he prayed.
他的主耶稣啊,
said, Lord,
我们又是一次欢聚,
once again, we have a happy reunion.
你看见我们又老在一起,
we are together again.
他是借助主的话,
he used the word of God.
能够穿着白衣与主同行,
you can wear the white garment and walk with the Lord.
难怪他是活的弟兄,
no wonder he is alive.
不光这样,
not only that,
我不知道在这班读圣经的里面,
among those who study the Bible,
还有一个人叫亨利马太, Matthew Henry.
There's another one called Matthew Henry. He wrote a set of commentaries. Why did it become a very famous commentary?
George Whitfield,
because another brother called George Whitfield, because George Whitfield read the entire commentary on his knees, from the first word to the last word. So then this commentary became very famous. If you read this commentary, when Matthew Henry exposes the Bible, he very rarely speaks of doctrine. It is all more life.
后来你看见说, 等到 John Wesley 起来有一套圣经注解的时候,
so when John Wesley had a couple commentaries,
那他的旧约就是用亨利马太的,
he used the, in the Old Testament he used Matthew Henry,
然后新约就是用刚才所讲 John Bengel的,
and in the New Testament he used John Bengel.
所以现在你就知道,
so now you know,
虽然这些德国人,
even though these German people,
虽然这个是敬虔派的人,
even though they are pietists,
那不知不觉的就影响了 John Wesley,
and they, unbeknownst to John Wesley, they influenced him.
不光如此,
not only that,
后来你看受影响的还有斯布珍,
and Spurgeon was influenced by him.
后来还有被影响的就是 Campbell Morgan.
Campbell Morgan was influenced by him.
今天很多人读圣经就是从那条线下来的,
and many who read the Bible, study the Bible, follow that line.
因为他们用心来读圣经,
because they read the Bible with their hearts.
当辛辛道夫六岁的时候,
when Zinzendorf was six,
因为他就是敬虔派家庭长大的,
because he grew up in a pietist family.
他住在古堡里面,
He lived in a castle.
所以每天他就写一封情书给主耶稣。
So every day he would write a love letter to the Lord.
然后他写好了以后就把它从窗外就丢出去。
And every time he finished his love letter, he would throw the letter out of the window.
他就祷告主耶稣说,
and he would pray to the Lord.
主啊，求你差遣天使把那个书把那个信接住。
Lord, send your angels to get that letter. This is the letter that I'm writing to you today.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
Do you see that?
当那一百年大家都用头脑来读圣经的时候,
in those 100 years, when everybody is reading the Bible with their minds,
当有人把教会要变成神学院的时候,
when they wanted to turn the church into seminary,
那些话都是对的,
all those words are right.
难处在哪里?
What was the difficulty?
实际在哪里?
Where's the reality?
你可以讲很多因信称义,
you can speak of justification by faith.
你可以讲人人都是祭司,
you can say universal priesthood.
生活在哪里?
But where's the light?
就是教会是基督的身体,
you can say the church is the body of Christ.
结果你瘫痪躺在床上,
but it is paralyzed on the bed.
为什么只有肢体, 几个肢体在那动的?
Certain members are moving.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗?
You see that?
这就是一般的得胜者,
this is a group of overcomers.
被他兴起来,
risen, 不, the Lord raised them.
不容许假冒为善,
do not allow the counterfeits to soil the garment.
现在完全了, 弟兄姊妹,
do you see it's complete?
本来没有生命,
before no life, now life.
本来只有名字,
before only name, now reality.
这就是主在撒迪教会所做的,
this is what the Lord did in Sardis.
那不止这样,
not only that.
你看见没有? 当教会真的像撒迪教会的光景的时候,
when the church was indeed, is indeed in the condition of Sardis,
你看慢慢慢,
everything is external.
实在说来, 假, 跟随假尔文的人,
actually, those following Calvin,
就着教会的次序来说,
as to the order of the church,
那的的确确,
indeed, he is more advanced than Martin Luther.
马丁路德觉得圣经没有禁止的,
Martin Luther said that anything that the Bible does not prohibit, we can still have.
不, 但是这个加尔文不是,
but Calvin was not like that.
所以他什么都非常的单纯,
so everything with Calvin was very simple.
他自己走得极端了,
he even went to an extreme.
连唱诗也不能唱,
he says, we can't sing hymn.
如果你要唱诗的话,
if you are to sing a hymn,
你只能够在圣经中的诗篇,
you can only sing from the Psalms in the Bible.
我们有一个启示人帮助我们很多,
there was a hymn writer who helped us much.
就是 Horatius Bonar 这个地, Bonar 这个地区,
and it's Horatius Bonar.
他是长老会的人,
he was an elder in the Presbyterian.
长老会就是跟随加尔文这一班人,
and the Presbyterians followed Calvin.
他写了很多诗歌,
he wrote many hymns.
结果所有地方的, 所有的弟兄姊妹都唱他的诗歌,
and brothers and sisters from everywhere sang his hymns.
只有他那礼拜堂不唱的,
but only those in his congregation did not sing.
你看见没有? 这证明说加尔文的的确确是照着他要照着圣经的榜样来做,
so indeed Calvin wanted to follow the example of the Bible.
但是弟兄姊妹, 不管你怎么做,
no matter what you do,
你慢慢看见说, 最后还是外面的形式,
at the very end is an external thing.
外面一个制度,
it is a, or it's a structure or institution.
来到聚会里面,
and when you come into the church,
你看有些程序的,
there are some programs,
有一些program, 有这些东西的,
there are things.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这是外面的东西, 慢慢慢慢跑到外面的,
so these are all external.
从前在罗马建筑教里面,
in the Roman Catholic Church,
有外面的东西,
there was external things.
有大教堂,
there is a great cathedral.
那么到处都有偶像,
and there are many idols.
现在偶像打掉了,
now the idols are gone.
还是那个教堂,
but it's still the same cathedral.
现在很多东西没有了,
many things are gone.
现在没有, 现在, 但是呢, 现在, 这个, 但是现在一切还是有秩序,
but there is still an order.
你敬拜的时候, 你要知道怎么敬拜,
when you worship, you need to worship a certain way.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你看见吗? 那个宗教的东西,
the religious thing,
犹太教的东西,
the Jew, things Jewish things,
慢慢慢慢进到教会里面来,
entered slowly into the church.
虽然大家把许多巴比伦东西已经打掉了, 不要了,
even though many things from Babylon have been gotten rid of,
但是现在你看见说, 现在现在人的感觉是从前我到罗马教去望弥撒,
what man's thoughts now is before I would go to the church of Rome for the mass,
现在呢我是去听道去,
but now I go hear a message.
从前最要紧的是弥撒,
the most important thing before was the mass,
现在最要紧是听道,
but now the most important thing is to hear a message.
你来了你就被动就可以了,
so as long as you come and you're touched,
你一切都是照着程序来做,
everything you're passive because it's by the program.
所以弟兄姊妹, 按, 所以这个缘故,
for this reason,
教会是教会,
the church is the church,
按着名来讲是教会,
In name, it's the church.
但实际来说,
but in reality,
教会应该是基督的身体,
the church is the body of Christ.
基督的身体应该是充满生命的,
the church should be full of life.
你看见人进不来的,
man cannot come in.
你看, tradition, 传统进不来的,
because traditions cannot come in.
但是弟兄姊妹, 你看见吗? 到了这时候, 教会有一种的光景,
the church arrived in a certain condition.
结果有一般的弟兄们,
certain brothers and sisters,
他们被主兴起来,
they were raised up by God.
为什么?
Why?
因为他们觉得够了,
because they said enough.
因为他们追求生命,
they are seeking for life.
他们希望能与主有交通,
they want to have fellowship with the Lord.
他们访问了很多很多又大又高的礼拜堂,
they visited many cathedrals,
很华丽的建筑,
many luxury edifices,
但是找不到答案,
but they couldn't find the answer.
这个人名字叫做 George Fox, 约翰胡, George, 乔治胡斯,
and this, his name was George Fox.
我们知道他是贵格会的发起人,
we know that he was the originator of Quakers.
现在讲的贵格,
when we speak of Quakers today,
我们只想到贵格麦片,
today we only think of Quaker oats.
因为贵格麦片实在太有名了,
because Quaker oats is very famous.
不要忘记贵格麦片为什么有名啊,
why is Quaker oats famous?
和贵格的故事很有关系,
has a lot to do with the Quakers.
不过今天我们没有时间讲这个故事,
so we're not going to tell the story today.
那我们注意注重的教会,
we want to pay attention to the church.
那么这一班弟兄被主兴起来,
so these brethren were raised up.
那就是贵格会的弟兄们,
and these were the Quakers.
那弟兄姊妹我们要记得,
we have to remember,
这个这一班弟兄们被主兴起来以后,
that after these brothers were raised up,
那么主在他们身上, 做些什么样的工作呢?
What did the Lord do in their lives?
为什么主兴起他们呢?
Why did the Lord raise them?
主兴起他们是有原因的,
there is a reason.
因为当撒迪 变成只是外面的东西, structure.
Because when Sardis became just an external structure,
变成宗教的时候,
when it became a religion,
所以你要靠近神的话, 亲近神的话,
if you are to draw nigh to God,
需要有外面的凭借,
you have to have something external.
这个礼拜堂的建筑要越高越好,
the greater the structure of the building, the better.
你一进到礼拜堂你就觉得神是高高在上,
so when you enter into the cathedral, you will see that is, the Lord is high up.
你需要有很多的 program, 很多的程序来帮助你,
and you have to have many programs to help you.
所以就证明说我们这个人不是活的,
it shows that we are not alive.
我们像一个旗子一样, 你怎么摆就怎么摆,
it's just like a flag, wherever you put it, you, that's how you are.
我的家里是活的,
at home I'm alive.
但是我到礼拜堂就变成一个旗子了,
but at in the church I'm a chess piece. You're a chess piece and can be put wherever.
所以这一班弟兄们,
so these brothers,
他们被主兴起来,
they were they had one
discovery.
They felt that they could follow the Lord with an inward leading. They said this inward leading was an inward light.
Inner light. 而这个光其实这个光就是我们所说生命的光,
and this inner light is indeed the light of life.
因为生命住在我们里面,
because the life is in us.
这个生命当然就有光,
and of course this life has light.
不过起头这班弟兄们看得不是很清楚,
but they didn't see very clearly at the beginning.
不是很清楚,
their gospel wasn't very clear to them.
但是他们真的活在主面前,
but they lived before the Lord.
他们真的穿上白衣与主同行,
and they indeed wore a white garment.
他们不容忍外面宗教的一切来污染他们,
they did not allow the religious things to contaminate them.
他们觉得只有一个人往深处去, 往灵里去的时候,
they felt that one who really entered into the spirit,
那个时候也许他不用这个字,
maybe they didn't use that word.
他说里面有一个 inner light.
They said that there is an inner light.
所以你就照着生命的引, 照着那个引导就是,
so you just have to follow that light.
所以因着这个缘故,
for that reason,
他们反对所有外面的一切,
they rejected everything external.
他们觉得教会应该都是里面的, 不应该是外面的,
they felt that the church, everything had to be internal, not external.
所以他们聚会的时候没有又高又大的房子,
so when they gathered together, they didn't have a big structure.
因为你照着圣灵的引导,
because you follow the Holy Spirit,
哪里都可以聚会,
you can meet anywhere.
哪里都是天堂,
everywhere is heaven.
所以哪里都有主的同在,
so anywhere is the presence of the Lord.
所以他觉得有外面没有外面这个不重要,
so they didn't feel it was important to have an external structure.
那不光这样, 他们聚在一起的时候,
And when they gathered together,
他们没有程序的,
they didn't have a program.
他们觉得让圣灵来引导他,
they asked for the Holy Spirit to lead them.
所以在很多人觉得这一般人好像是奥秘派啊。
They felt maybe these are mystics.
因为奥秘派就是一种交通。
Because the mystics had communion with the Lord.
这些人所讲的是 collective mysticism.
But these were talking about collective mysticism.
就他们团体在一起过一种好像奥秘的生活。
It's a collective mysticism.
其实弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
教会生活本来就应该这样。
The church life should be such.
如果圣灵在里面运行的话,
if the Holy Spirit is working,
如果你懂得接受圣灵的引导,
if you understand accepting the leading of the Holy Spirit,
或有诗歌, 或有诗歌, 或有祷告,
or through a hymn or through a prayer,
你就可以起来为主说话,
you can rise up and speak,
你就可以摆上你的一份,
you can give your portion.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
从我们今天的光来说,
from the light that we see today,
他们所争的是什么?
What were they fighting for?
他们所争的是圣灵的主权。
They were fighting for the authority of the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹，今天什么是教会?
What is the church?
教会到底圣灵有没有主权?
Does the Holy Spirit have his authority in the church?
那我现在我们要问。
We have to ask.
因为在普通的聚会里面。
In a normal meeting.
你觉得聚会都有 leader, 有领袖的。
You know that there are leaders in the church.
所以你一到他们中间你看不到领袖到底谁带头啊。
So in their midst, you don't see any leader.
因为对这些人来讲是不可思议根本想不清楚。
It's not believable. They can't understand that.
有人在那conduct a meeting才可以。
There has to be somebody leading.
现在他们说我们要照做圣灵的引导。
But they want to have the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹。当然他们有许多过分的地方。
Of course they go to the extreme sometimes.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
你看见他们所看见的是正确的。
What they saw was accurate.
他们觉得教会在一起聚会的时候。
So when the church was gathered together.
圣灵 programmed everything. 圣灵带着他们经过每一部分。
The program came from the Holy Spirit.
如果圣灵没有引导他们讲话他们就不讲话。
If the Holy Spirit didn't lead them to speak, they would not speak.
过了40分钟。
After 40 minutes.
安静没有一个人讲话。
It was silent, nobody spoke.
圣灵没有给他们话。
The Holy Spirit didn't give them a word.
他们就宣布散会。
So they said the meeting's over.
所以这个就是大家对于贵格会的印象。
So that's the impression that the Quakers give.
弟兄们不要忘记。
Don't forget.
但是基本上来说。
But speaking,
他们有一个愿望。
They had a desire.
他们的意思就是要回到圣经里面。
The basic thing was for them to come back to the Bible.
教会必须是里面的。
Because the church is inward.
不过当然那个时候他们不会用我们今天说的那么多的话。
Of course, they didn't use the many words we speak.
他有那个经历。
They had that experience.
但是不一定在主的话里面有话。
But maybe they didn't have the word.
就好像谷中的弟兄们。
Just like the Valdenses.
他们有经历。
They had experience.
他们也想因信称义。
And they knew justification by faith.
他们的话不多的。
But they had no words.
但是现在马丁路德可以把一套一套的话给他们。
But Martin Luther can then give them the word.
也是一样弟兄姊妹。
The same thing.
你看这一班弟兄姊妹。
These brothers and sisters.
他们为着主的缘故。
For the Lord's sake.
好像被人羞辱。
As if they were mocked by people.
他们因为尊敬神的话。
Because they kept the word of God.
他们来到神的话的面前。
When they came before the word of God.
他们几乎是发抖的。
They were basically quaking.
Trembling.
Trembling.
所以他们有人真的了，在聚会里面他们是发抖，他们在主的话面前是非常恭敬的。
So they were very fearful and they would be trembled.
所以有人就说他们是 Quakers.
And they were quaking, therefore they were called Quakers.
Quaker 就是摇摆的意思。
And Quakers meaning they quake.
所以这个贵格麦片跟这个差得很远的。
So a Quaker oats is very different than that.
所以不管怎么样，弟兄姊妹，
no matter what,
这就是主所兴起的一般的弟兄。
These were raised by the Lord.
教会从外面要转到里面去。
So that the church would turn from the external to the inward.
那当然他们就受了很多很多的逼迫。
And of course they were persecuted.
那他们主要是主里面的感觉。
And they were really felt what was inside them.
他们非常注意讲良心的。
And they paid attention to the conscience.
如果圣灵没有引导他们就不做。
If the Holy Spirit didn't lead, they would not do it.
他们不是讲民主的。
They were not speaking of They will not talk about democracy.
那民主是多数胜过少数的。
The democracy, the majority rules.
但是他们不是。
But no.
当少数弟兄们有不同的意见的时候。
When the minority had a different view.
因为他们怕说可能这班少数的人他们活在主面前。
They were afraid that maybe those in the minority might live before the Lord.
所以现在不是大数的，是少数要服从多数，不是。
So it is not that the majority rule.
他们说我们祷告还不够。
They said we have to pray.
我们还不清楚。
We're not clear.
我们再等一等。
We have to wait.
他们不是大多数政府少数，这叫做民主。
It is not majority rules. It was not a democracy.
他们让圣灵做主。
They wanted the Holy Spirit to rule.
As a master.
They wanted him to be master.
所以你看见圣灵要在这里呢来掌权的。
So the Holy Spirit was to be a master.
所以当他们有 business meeting 在一起开会的时候。
So when they had a business meeting.
你看见常常等，一直等，一直等，一直等。
They had to wait and wait and wait.
有人告诉我们说
，Some people tell us.
如果你到基督徒的坟墓墓地去看的话
，If you go to a Christian graveyard,
活得最长的都是贵格会的人。
Those who live the longest, you see, are the Quakers.
因为他们一直等，一直等，一直等。
Because they wait and wait and wait.
他们一直等候圣灵的引导。
They are waiting for the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们不要笑他们。
Let us not laugh at them.
他们真的非常的爱。
They really love the Lord.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见结果怎么样呢？
What happened?
结果他们受了逼迫了。
They were persecuted.
你知道约翰胡斯
？You know John Huss?
他坐了好多年的牢。
He was in prison for many years.
弟兄姊妹，很有名的一个另外一个 Quaker，
another famous Quaker，
就是 William Penn。
Was William Penn？
那这位弟兄就是我们的宾州，美国的宾州为什么叫 Pennsylvania？
Why is that? Then his name, he's Pennsylvania comes from William Penn.
Penn 就是他的名字。
Because Penn is his surname.
Vania 是 woods， 森林的意思。
Vania means the woods.
那么他就是很有名的一个贵格会的弟兄。
And he was a very famous Quaker.
他也为主坐牢啊。
And he was in prison as well.
他被关在London Tower， 伦敦塔里面。
He was in prison in the London Tower.
那就在那里面，他写了一本著作，很有名的。
And he wrote a book inside that tower.
没有十字架就没有冠冕。
No cross, no crown.
弟兄姊妹，这帮人真的为主受苦。
These people indeed suffer for.
后来欧洲待不住了。
He couldn't stay in Europe anymore.
所以他说我们好不好逃到美国去。
He said, let us flee to the United States.
他们好不容易也到了 Boston.
And they went to Boston.
不要忘记啊。
Don't forget.
Boston 那些人都是从欧洲逃去的。
All those from Boston fled from Europe.
为了自由的缘故。
For freedom's sake.
你看这些都是跟随加尔文的人。
They were the followers of Calvin.
他们还是相信一些仪式的。
They do believe in some traditions.
他们还相信外面的东西的。
They believe some external things.
结果这些弟兄们来了。
And all these brothers came.
逼迫他们。
Persecuted.
有的人耳朵就割下来了。
Some had their ears cut off.
你如果读他们的故事的话
，If you read their stories,
你常常觉得
，You will feel.
为什么这些人为主受逼迫呢
？Why were they persecuted?
因为他们觉得主给他们一个托付。
Because they believed that God entrusted them.
他们看见了一样东西。
They saw something.
所以约翰胡斯和他的同工们
，So John Huss and his co-worker,
他们相信什么
？What did they believe?
相信主给他们一个使命，一个 mission.
They believed that God gave them a mission.
这个 mission 就是要重新恢复到教会起初的光景。
That is to go back all the way to the original condition of the church.
他说基督教有好几种。
He said there are many types of Christianity.
但只有一种是。回到 起初的
But there is only one that goes back to the original
他们研究说 What type of Christianity 是什么样的基督教
They said what type of Christianity
所以他们发现
They discovered
有一个是 New Testament type of Christianity
They discovered a New Testament type of Christianity
那这就是他们所要恢复的
That is what they wanted to recover
他们觉得在第一世纪
They felt that the first century
没有那么多外面的东西
There were not many external things
应该只有里面的东西
There should be only inward
所以在他们的信息里面呢
So in their messages
他们常常讲到这个当初的就是回到当初
They said the primitive Christian revived
常常讲的回到当初
They use that phrase a lot
那么弟兄姊妹他们觉得今天一般的这个撒迪的光景是只是改革古老的教会
And they talked about the condition of Sardis as the reformation of the old church
那忽略了恢复圣灵和圣灵的主权
And it failed to restore the power and the authority of the spirit
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见这是主在他们身上所做的工作
This is what the Lord did in their lives
那不光这样
Not only that
因为当初这些弟兄们呢都是很简单的人
These brothers were very simple
后来来了一位弟兄
One brother
后来这个约翰胡斯就告诉他
One brother told John Huss
就希望他呢这个人的名字叫做巴克莱巴克莱
And his name was Barclay
这个巴克莱不是我们在书店找的那个巴克莱。
This Barclay is not the same author in the book.
这个叫 Robert Barclay.
This is Robert Barclay.
这个是很有，这个是可以说贵格会里面很重要的一个人。
A very important person in Quaker.
是约翰胡斯告诉他说。
John Huss told.
我们受了这么多的误会。
We have been misunderstood.
现在请你们替我们写一本辩护的书。
Please write a book, an apologetic book for us.
你记不记得当？这个加尔文还在法国的时候
Do you remember when Calvin was still in France?
因为他受逼迫的缘故
Because he was persecuted
所以他就写了一本辩护的书
He wrote an
apologetic
apologetic
book 那是26岁时候写的。
He wrote it at the age of 26.
那一本书就变成改革中神学的最基要、最重要的一本书。
So it became one of the most important books in the Reformation.
所以让我们记得，这个加尔文26岁时候写的。
Calvin wrote that book at the age of 26.
那这个弟兄写 Apology 这本书的时候。
So Barclay, when he wrote his book.
那当然，他接受了很重要的职在托付。
He was entrusted.
他要为贵格会辩护。
To be able to write this book for, on behalf of the Quakers.
所以他就写了一本书。
So he wrote a book.
这本书呢，写的时候他只有27岁。
When he wrote that book, he was only 27.
我觉得教会历史里面有三本书是很重要的。
I think in church history there are three very important books.
加尔文那本书大家都知道。
Calvin's book, everybody knows.
贵格会这本书也应该大家要知道。
And the book regarding the Quakers, Barclay, is very important.
否则我们不认识贵格会。
Or else we don't know who the Quakers are.
我们只知道贵格麦片。
We only know Quaker Oats.
那不止如此。
Not only that.
还有，所以一共有三本书都是很有名的。
There are very three famous books.
还有一本书就是属灵人，尼迪翁25岁就写的。
And the other book is The Spiritual Man. Washington Nee wrote that at the age of 25.
你看25岁、26岁、27岁。
25 years old, 26 years old, 27 years old.
现在年轻人在哪里？
Where are the young people today?
现在25岁、26岁、27岁年轻人在哪里？
Where are the young people of 20, age 25 to 27?
他们是会用那个电脑，他们是会用那个这些东西。
They all know how to use the computer.
他们的眼睛一定在往这样看。
Their computer, they're always in front of the computer monitor.
但是弟兄姊妹，
主
兴起这一班弟兄们。
The Lord raised these brothers.
对教会很大很大的影响。
To influence the church.
结果Robert Barclay 就写了这本书。
So Robert Barclay wrote the book.
这本书大概这样。
And this book is like this.
他就是很清楚的。
Very clear.
他的基本的开始就是我们的人是堕落的。
The very beginning is man has fallen.
我们是坏到不可能再坏。
We are so corrupt we can't be more corrupt.
所以如果有一天我们能看见里面有光的话。
So if we are able to see some light.
这不是因为我们里面有光。
It's not because we have light.
这是因为每个人里面有 the spark of God, 不是因为里面有神的火花，不是。
It is not because in each one of us there's a spark from God.
所以你看见说，约翰胡在这一点上有难处的。
So John Huss had difficulties with this.
但 Robert Barclay 不是。
But Robert Barclay did not.
他看得很清楚。
He saw very clearly.
根据圣经
，According to the Bible,
我们每个人都是败坏到极点。
All of us are evil to the very end.
有一天圣灵重生了我们。
And when we were rebirthed by the Holy Spirit.
所以现在呢，我们里面有光了。
Now we have light.
所以他从这里给我们看见，一切都是新造。
So from here, everything's a new creation.
然后这本书大概就这样就出去了。
And that's how the book was compiled.
但不要忘记。如果这本书被大家接受的话
，If this book was accepted by everyone，
你记得十七世纪有一个人坐了监牢。
Do you remember somebody was in prison in the 17th century？
我们要问说他为什么坐监牢，到现在我们不明白。
We still don't understand why he was in prison。
那个人就是盖恩夫人。
This person was Madame Guyon。
那盖恩夫人到底犯什么罪坐监牢呢
？Why was Madame Guyon in prison？
现在我们清楚了。
We understand。
有一个委员会专门来研究到底他异端在什么地方。
There was a council that had to study where was her heresy。
然后就把他的教导就分了好多好多项。
And then they split her teachings into many different stages。
然后他说大部分这些教导都是受加尔文的影响。
They said most of her teachings came from Calvin.
换句话说，就受根正教的影响。
In other words, it was influenced by the Protestants.
所以盖恩夫人坐牢。
So when Madame Guyon was in prison,
其实她没有从加尔文学的。
She didn't learn it from Calvin.
她是自己在主面前学的。
She learned it for herself before the Lord.
结果她就受了逼迫了。
And she was persecuted.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
她所讲的
，what she said,
和后来 Robert Barclay 所讲是完全一样的。
What she said was exactly the same as Robert Barclay.
有200年之久。
200 years separated.
你看整个贵格会就受这个影响。
And through 200 years, the Protestant Church was influenced by.
因为这个缘故
，for this reason.
结果他们就接受盖恩夫人的帮助。
So they accepted the help of Madame Guyon.
盖恩夫人被罗马教弃绝。
The Church in Rome rejected Madame Guyon.
但在英国这帮弟兄们接受他们。
But the brethren in England accepted her.
因为现在你看见说的的确确盖恩夫人是对的。
Because Madame Guyon was correct.
结果有一天。
So one day,
有另外一个贵格会的姊妹
another sister from the Protestant Church,
她叫做宾路易师母
she was Miss Jessie Penn Lewis.
Miss Penn Lewis 有师母，有一天她病在床上
Miss Penn Lewis was sick one day on her bed.
结果她就读盖恩夫人的东西
so she was reading the writings of Madame Guyon.
然后她大受感动
and she was touched.
她看见盖恩夫人怎么拣选十字架
she saw how Madame Guyon chose the cross.
她说主啊，我办不到。
She said, I can't do this.
但是经过了很长的挣扎
But through much struggling.
所以他说我也要这个东西。
She said, I want this.
所以后来他就传十字架。
And then she preached the cross.
弟兄姊妹, sister, 现在你看很清楚,
now very clear.
尼托正定承认他得比卢斯姆帮助非常非常大。
Our brother Ni actually confessed that he was helped much by Ms. Pen Lewis.
史伯克丁也大很大的帮助。
The same with Austin Sparks.
史伯克几乎成为他的继承人。
And Sparks was almost became her successor.
后来为什么没有成为继承人?
Why did he not become her successor?
是两点不同的。
Because of two differences.
就是因为贵格会是不受浸也不擘饼的。
Because the Quakers did not baptize nor did they break the bread.
这他们走到极端了。
They went to an extreme.
他们不要这些东西，连主的命令也丢掉了。
They did not want, they threw away the commandment of the Lord.
那么史伯克丁认为我不能这样。
But Sparks believed he could not do that.
所以史丁就继续往前。
So Sparks moved forward.
但他所承受的丰富。
But what he accepted, the what he received, the
有一部分,
richness.
有一部分就是这个。
A portion that he received came from the Quakers.
而贵格会的丰富也就是盖恩夫人的丰富。
And that the richness from the Quakers came from Madame Guyon.
所以因这个缘故，你看有许多人就得着帮助。
Many people were helped.
所以现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
贵格会给我们的帮助。
The help that the Quakers gave us.
感谢主。
Thankfully.
虽然他们有极端的地方。
Even though they sometimes they went to the extreme.
的确开了许多人的眼。
But it opened up many people's eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
教会必须是属灵的教会。
The church has to be a spiritual church.
教会是必须认识十字架的教会。
The church needs to know the cross.
如果教会没有经过十字架。
If the church not go through the cross.
当肉体进来的时候。
When the flesh enters.
那一定是四分五裂。
Then it will be divided.
所以如果我们注意外面怎么样去收拾那些分裂的情形。
If we to look at the external and see all that division,
如果我们能往深处去,
if we are to look forward,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 从外面转到里面,
if we are to turn from the outside to the inside, not only does the Lord get a spiritual individual,
主也得这个属灵的团体,
but he also gains a corporate spiritual.
那个属灵的团体就是教会。
And that corporate spiritual is the body.
那个影响是不可的。
And that influence Smart.
那个影响影响尼托圣地。
That influence Brother Ni.
当我们看他们的历史的时候。
When we see their history.
你回过头来看。
When you turn back.
费了天费所有的丰富。
All the richness of Philadelphia.
很多都是承受前面的人走过的丰富。
It is because of inheriting the fullness and richness of those before
us. 感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这些贵格的弟兄们,
These Quakers,
他们不肯让外面的东西污染他们。
They did not allow the outside things to contaminate them.
他们穿白衣与基督同行。
They wore the white garments and walked with the Lord.
虽然他们为主寻道,
even though they martyred for the Lord.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
圣主的血乃是教会的种子。
The blood of the saints is the seed of the church.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故,
For this reason, maybe it was not completely blossomed among the Quakers.
但到了后面的时候,
but at the end,
当我们得着他们帮助的时候,
after we have been helped by them,
我们对教会应该更清楚,
we are more clear regarding the church.
所以感谢主弟兄,
thank the Lord.
这就是在撒迪的圣者。
These are the overcomers in Sardis.
我们知道整个腓立帖腓。
All of Philadelphia
就承受了推亚推拉和沙迪里面的圣者那些的丰富
has inherited the richness from Sardis and Thyatira, the overcomers there.
但愿我们为着这些来感谢他。
May we thank the Lord for all of this.
我们低头简单的祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
如果你觉得好，使用这些话。
If you find useful, please use these words.
特别为着我们在座的年轻人。
Especially for our youth.
给我们看见这里有一条路可以走。
Show us that we have a way.
你没有把我们留在黑暗里面。
You have not left us in darkness.
你没有把我们留在混乱的里面。
You have not left us in confusion.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
但愿这一次。
At this time,
我们真的看见你要我们所看见。
May we truly see what you want us to see.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
Pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.